My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, now that Davin's scammer Agnes is actually Belinda, we feel there's more to the story. Does she have a friend, Rita? Are the scammers getting sloppy? And what about Mavis? Will we ever find out the truth? Listen and enjoy.
All right, so I have to continue with Belinda now. Belinda has morphed into Agnes, and this happened right before we went on the air.
You mean Agnes, Agnes morphed into Belinda.
Yes, I can't even keep track
of it. You poor thing. All right, anyway.
All right, so during our show, which we were recording, she was her icon said she was online, but she wasn't. I think she just forgot to sign out. It says, Belinda, I have a question. You told me you could not give me your address because you were staying with Belinda and did not know the address. But you are Belinda. I get the feeling there is more to your story.
Yeah, that was really bizarre.
Well, she just tripped herself up.
Yeah, well, here we go.
You know, I mean, so...
You're going to like this show. 7:26 in the morning. First thing up, so it's 2:26 my time, our time. 7:26 her time.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I am staying with a friend, that's true, and truly I didn't know the address of the house until I asked her. My friend's name is Rita. She is the one who I've been using her phone, and the whole truth. There is nothing more to it, hon. Trust me. Best of luck in court today.
I love you. I got to stop you right there. Now, when I started with mine, didn't she slip and call me Rita? Herself, Rita? When I first started with... Mavis, she slipped up and called her name Rita. Remember I did the whole poem?
The whole Margarita.
The whole Margarita.
I forgot about that. So what do you think that means?
That means that they're up in the ante. There's no true thing there. They're up in the ante. They're going for a different tactic on you. And they probably have names that they use, and they slipped up. They got sloppy.
Somebody's going to have to type to his girlfriend tomorrow.
Oh, my. That's me. Yeah.
I didn't.
That really is interesting. That I mean, what are the odds that they would pick that name?
Right.
I have a new theory, which I can't get into right this second, but I will go into. I think there's a little bit of both going on. I'll say this.
Okay.
I think this is some real. I think there's some shenanigans going on. I don't think I'm ever going to know the whole truth. 10:21 in the morning. I haven't responded to her. How are you doing today? 10:23. I'm at the airport getting ready to go on the plane. I go, Hazy, I'm not myself. Can't talk long. Let's see the picture. How will I know it's really you? And she goes, well, telling you the truth is a good start, but I have an idea to prove to you it's really me. I'm like, what's your deal? She goes, I'll write your name on a paper and take a picture. What do you think? And she did do that. Yeah, I showed you the picture. Oh. So she goes, I'll write your name and take a picture of it. What do you think? I go, sounds good. I pray to God it is not photoshopped.
Oh.
She goes, I will do no such thing, hon. Hell, why would I think you would?
No.
I hope you are not mad at me. I go, I am nothing right now. Please send the picture. What is the deal with Mavis? You said she was your friend from England. What have I gotten Richard into?
I told you.
Okay,
you're looking out for your pal.
If you follow this,
yeah, explain
Joe
this while I see what
has been Richard Eldorado talking to his catfish, Mavis.
Yes.
And so now Davin is talking to Agnes, who has let us know that now her real name, well, her real name in quotes, is Belinda. Right. And she came up with new pictures that are supposed to be the real her instead of the pictures that she had.
And I wrote my dearest Mavis at the beginning of the year and have heard nothing back.
Mm.
So this is like, where's my check? Where's my check?
She goes, Mavis was a friend on Facebook, not on England. Not in England. Now again, Joe.
Wait a minute.
So why give up the ghost on Mavis?
Wait a second. That's not what. Wait, do we remember what we heard? We first heard about Mavis. That's not real. That's not really.
What she said was, because I remember she added a bunch of dudes. Agnes, Belinda added a bunch of dudes.
Yeah,
like 30 guys, like a whore.
Yeah,
like really, you're gonna cyber fuck all of them? We're still together.
Sweet.
She goes, oh, that's not for me. That's for my friend Mavis, looking for guys, doesn't know how to use Facebook.
Okay.
I said, oh. I got the perfect friend for you. My pal, Richard Eldorado, as played by Joe Curry. Mm. So we were going to do a double scamming of the scammers.
Right.
Right.
But the whole thing was that this was her friend from England. This was the story I was fed while she was
Her friend from England,
from
being
England.
The operative word?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. I go, you told me you were trying to find her a boyfriend because she does not use Facebook. Yeah, that was what she told me. I go, she's not the girl in the picture, is she? She goes, I think she is. I go,
I think she is.
I go, do you have the picture? I have a feeling I set Richard up for heartbreak. If you have a daughter, okay. So let's address the Richard thing before I go on.
So she's setting, she feels she set Richard up for heartbreak?
No, I said I have a feeling. Okay. I'm being a protective pal.
Yeah, good man.
So here's, I've never told Richard until this moment what was going on.
Am I being let down easy?
Well, no. When I type to Belinda next, I want to tell her, because this is a month ago, I want to tell her that I finally told Richard El Dorado that Mavis was not Belinda's childhood friend and somebody she met on Facebook.
Yeah.
So there might be some shenanigans. My question to you is, how does Richard El Dorado react so I know what to tell my girlfriend?
Richard is very forgiving.
Really?
Yes.
Much better than me.
Well, here's the deal. I typed back to Mavis the beginning of the month, and she wanted to know how I was doing because I was telling her. And basically, I don't know if you want me to read my email.
No, not now.
But basically, I was waiting to hear back from her. This was January 4th or something like that, and I have not heard back from her at all. So I'm a little concerned. I mean,
I've been playing Puppet Master. All right. So the official thing is, I told Richard last night that Mavis was not her childhood friend; was just somebody that Agnes found on Facebook, and Richard took it very well.
Yeah.
Richard seemed fine with it.
You're a better man than I.
Okay.
Well, Richard's been through a lot lately.
All right. So
he's learned to forgive.
So I asked her about the video game. Remember, she went like some soccer game.
Yeah.
And she asked for, like, a soccer game, but now she's got a daughter, which she revealed last week.
The
daughter likes video games, too. All right, whatever.
No, but it was a boy.
It used to be Michael.
Yeah.
Which was Julie Love's son, who's named One, was better off with Michael.
Yeah. Who was
the
named
kid's name
One?
Is One Love. Yeah, really, seriously.
Really?
That's
terrible.
Hope he knows how to fight.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.